You're listening to the longest-running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Smart Gilas Pilipinas podcast, and as we said over the last episode, right after WrestleMania, it's a brand new year. So just as the WWE is resetting a lot of things, we're also resetting and bringing something new to the SGP podcast. But before we get the show on the road, let me introduce myself, Stan C. at your service. To my right, Raph Camus, right across me, Ro Moran. Boys, it is the dawn of a new era.
Bagong bago. New day.
It's a new day. I have been so excited just to do this show.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been planning this for so long.
For months.
Yeah, for months.
Months now.
For those who don't know, we've been planning for a huge, huge change to our systems. A shock to our systems, if you will.
And, you know, we've been known for being the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast for the last year. And we got to thank you for being a part of it. And now we welcome you to this new journey that we will take together as we buy in and cater to a more mainstream audience. Because at the end of the day, we're not just wrestling fans. We had a first love, like any of you. And us here on the SGP podcast, before wrestling, there was pop music. And in pop music, it's such a broad umbrella. What we really, really love is boy band music. And when you talk about boy band music, there is one boy band that stands out among the rest that has made hit after hit after hit and has stood the test of time. And that, my friends, is the Backstreet Boys! So this whole hour, this whole episode of the SGP podcast is devoted to one of the greatest, if not the greatest boy band of all time, the Backstreet Boys.
And moving forward from today, we are going to talk about boy band music all the way. This podcast is our boy band podcast.
That's right.
You might be thinking, what the hell are you guys smoking? Wait, and to you I say, motherfucker, do you remember what you loved when you were a child? It was not wrestling, I'm sure. The music you heard on the radio, for sure. I have a very distinct memory. Before I even loved wrestling, I was going to school early in the morning on the radio. Quit playing games in my heart. Papi, I fell in love.
And if you dimwits are judging us right now, I am in radio. I work as a DJ. And the reason why I got in this business is because I was listening to my Sony Walkman, listening to Millennium. My very first cassette tape was fucking Millennium, and I would segue songs from track number two, I Want It That Way, to track number three, Show Me the Meaning of Being Fucking Lonely.
Papi, first cassette mo, Millennium.
Yeah.
Ako Backstreet's Back.
Damn, son. See, my first CD was fucking Black and Blue.
Black and Blue, really?
Yeah.
Wait, Millennium was my first CD.
Well, you know, I still have my Black and Blue album in my downstairs den.
See, these are things that are legendary possessions.
Yeah.
Things that we will be passing on to our children. The same way my dad passed it on to me.
And you wonder why we bought in at this time. At this particular point in our history. Naka 1 year na tayo. Ba't tayo ngayon nag-buy in? Well, have you seen the lineup of concerts this year?
Yes, it's such a stacked lineup for 2015.
We just came off the heels of 1D. Mr. C was in 1D.
I was there celebrating One Direction, you know, just a few days before Zayn Malik officially quit the band, which breaks my heart, by the way. But now we are at a crossroads where we look towards the future, and our future is the Backstreet Boys in a world like this tour, live in Manila.
Yeah, which we are all coming.
On May 5th?
May 5th.
We've got our tickets. They're all set. We're so excited to be there at the SM Mall of Asia Arena as we sing along to the greatest hits of the Backstreet Boys. But before we reminisce...
Wait, if you think we're bluffing, we're going to post a photo later of our tickets.
And we're going to Instagram this shit for you.
Legit yan.
It's so legit. Kamus hasn't even paid me yet.
I've paid you half.
Yeah, you've paid me half.
A little more than half. I'm taking out my wallet on air and... Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah.
You don't pala kailangan.
Yeah, but can I expose, right, before he actually pays. So, throughout the episode...
I was gonna pay you on episode
52.
53. No, on
52. Okay. Yeah, but you couldn't make it.
But, you know...
Oy, kulang pa to.
I'm just a little hungover.
Yan tuloy, nabitag ko.
I'm just still a little hungover from this WrestleMania. It's insane. But, fuck wrestling. We're talking about
boy bands. No, wait. Don't fuck wrestling.
No, for this episode.
No. Moving forward.
Let's not get stuck in the past. Let's look to the future.
Wait, that doesn't mean both worlds can't coexist. Today, pangalang, papi. Alam ba sino guest star natin? We haven't forsaken our wrestling fans, our wrestling peeps.
We actually have, from the PWR himself, from the PWR roster, Classical Brian Leo joins us on the Backstreet Boys episode. Because he too is a huge fan of the Backstreet Boys. And we're going to be talking about our favorite hits, our favorite moments from the Backstreet Boys, if we've ever had personal encounters with them. And oh, we have stories about personal encounters. All of that is coming up. And more on this episode of the SGP
Podcast. Of the brand new SGP Podcast.
Brian. New, improved, and so much better than
Boy Band to Fight SGP Podcast.
Yeah! Oh, yeah.
Na, 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 na. Alright, this episode is all about the fandom, our fandom of the Backstreet Boys. And fandom has always been a very personal thing. So we can't launch into it without diving deep into our own personal stories. So, lahat naman tayo may pinanggalingan, like why we fell in love with their music, why we became fans of the Backstreet Boys. So let's just get right into it.
All right, I can start if you want.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
The more I think about it, I said, Kanina, that Quit Playing Games was my first exposure to the band. But I realized, pala, that I've been a bit exposed to them earlier on. But only, alam mo yun, noong umpisa kasi medyo hindi pa ganun kalakas.
Yeah.
Like, the first song I heard was, I'm sure the first song I heard was Get Down.
Yes. Ah, yeah. Fair.
And then, if you would remember, there was this commercial for Del Monte Pineapple Juice. Not for Get Down, but they patterned the jingle after, what's it called?
They used the Backstreet Boys
song. Yeah, they used the Backstreet Boys song. I forgot. Fuck, it's failing me now. No, I'm a true fan. I'm a true fan. I know this. We got it going.
Yeah, because that was the very first single. Everybody grew to the music. Everybody jam.
I really distinctly remember Del Monte Pineapple Juice, you know. And I'm going to are you guys?
Yeah. Dude, they're using Finally by
Exactly. That's what they do now. They've done it before, and they did that for We Got It Going On. I hope somebody out there listening to this remembers that.
Maybe our friend MDJ.
Papi naman. You know what you're gonna look in there.
No, because of the.
Yeah, because he works in the advertising. You probably know
that.
That's why.
But not then. Back then.
You know, now that I think about it, I think my first exposure was kind of in the same way. Parang that era, Get Down, is probably my first Backstreet Boys song also. I'm not sure when I heard As Long As You Love Me, but when I heard it, I knew that, you know, that was the shit.
That was perfection.
That was the shit, right? But it was when I heard Millennium, particularly I Want It That Way, when I was like, wow, these guys are on something.
So, brother, I Want It That Way.
I think it's their biggest single to date.
Yeah,
I think it's the best song they have.
No, it's not. No,
it's not the best, but it's a signature song. It's a signature song.
You take that back.
What's your argument for this?
Wait, I've been arguing people about who claim I Want It That Way is the best Backstreet Boys song ever, but it doesn't make any sense. The song does not make any sense. Pull up the lyrics. No, we know the lyrics.
You are my fire, the one desire. Oh, that makes sense.
Okay, you are my fire, the one desire.
Wait, are we talking from a grammatic standpoint?
Everything standpoint.
Alright, so let's run through it. You are my fire, the one desire makes sense.
Except for the chord progression. That's the only thing that makes sense, probably.
When I say I want it that way.
What? What does that even mean?
What? Is this like Meatloaf? I'd give anything for love, but I won't do that?
But that one made more sense.
I mean that ni Meatloaf. Ganun din kaya niya sa BSP.
Explain na yun. I won't do that eh.
Ah.
Explain na yun eh. Ito, hindi pa rin ma-explain.
But we are two worlds apart. Can't reach to your heart. Okay, kind of makes sense when you say, I want it that way. So, does this mean na hindi magkatugma yung gusto nilang pareho? Really?
And then we go into the chorus that...
Oh, okay. Ito. Pinakasikat na chorus in pop music ever.
Tell me why.
Ain't nothing but a heartache.
Tell me why.
Ain't nothing but a mistake.
Tell me why.
I never want to hear you say.
I want it that way. So, hindi sila nagkakasundo? Is that really it?
What is... This song has been out for what now?
It came out 98.
98.
Almost 20 years.
Oh, debut na siya, bro. Lapit na siya mag-debut.
And we still don't have any closure.
But the truth was, there was a demo version that made slightly more sense.
Like with different lyrics?
Yeah, it was slightly different lyrics. You look for it.
I'll look for the demo version.
and it's a bit more logical, pero at the same time, nandun pa rin yung pagka walang sense niya.
But if you had to compare the original demo to the one that we all know and love, which one's better?
The demo, for sure.
Talaga.
Is it, well, obviously the single, yun yung natapos eh. Malamang, yun yung mas maganda.
Yeah, that's the final product. Oh. I don't know. I mean, like, I actually haven't heard the demo. I mean, and I'm sure, like, when we start comparing, like, yung mga deep-seated underground shit about the Backstreet Boys, there are some things you will know na hindi ko alam and some things I would know na hindi nyo alam. And this is actually the fun part, diba? But I would love to hear this demo, and I'm sure by the time you're listening now, you'll be like, oh, tanga na tong demo na to. And you heard it from us first.
Yeah. No, if you didn't know, now you know.
Yeah, now you know.
If you don't know, now you know.
Or as Brian Leo likes to say, for those who don't know, you should know.
Oh, speaking of Brian Leo, he's stuck in third world traffic at the moment.
Unfortunately.
Oh, speaking of, you asked me what my top...
Yeah, what's your... If in the event that you cannot... Like, if I Want It That Way is not their best song, what is their best
song? Gun to my head? As Long As You Love Me is their best song.
Why?
It's the perfect boy band song.
What? Okay, if you're talking perfect boy band songs,
oh.
NSYNC, Boyzone, Boys to Men.
Wait, boy band ng Boys
to Men? They're not really a boy band.
They're not really a boy band, but they fall in that category.
Kung boy band ng Boys to Men, hindi sana Color Me Bad.
Yeah.
Boy band na rin. Viv DeVoe, boy band
na rin. Even PM Dawn, but those guys aren't boy bands. They're R&B groups.
Okay, but...
Oh, but you know what?
But they do get bunched together.
No, I just want to quick aside about the R&B groups. Just really quick. Boy band music can be traced to those groups, the New Jack Swing. Parang the boy band songs, the boy band music is the white version of those. Of that music.
So it's the white man stealing from the black man.
Yeah, again. Pretty much, again.
In a way, but then again, you can also trace its roots to barbershop quartets.
Oh.
So that's another way of tracing history of boy band music.
We're pulling
all the way back. But the nearest predecessor was a New Jack Swing.
Right, so there, that's a little bit of history about boy band music. And like, I guess to back up Rose's point on As Long As You Love Me being the ultimate boy band song, because when you say boy band song, you have to give
a point.
The point that I'm trying to make is, those guys, NSYNCs, the O-Towns.
Really? Are they on the same level now?
No, O-Towns. Alam ko ano yung nating ito, pero...
O-Town ka level niya pare, plus one.
Plus one?
No, wait.
Plus one is not an O-Towns level, bro.
Okay, come on!
O-Town is not on plus one level.
So, okay.
Is step down pa yung plus one kasi isang kanta lang alam sa plus
one. This last slide out and here in my heart.
I don't...
Okay, wait.
We digress.
But... Before we... if your class A level is... Okay, if your top level, top shelf, your main event. The main event players are your Backstreet Boys, your NSYNC.
Possibly Westlife.
Westlife, yes.
Not in their later days,
but at their peak. Yes.
Yeah, peak Westlife was main.
Okay, fine. Peak Westlife, fine.
Boyzone?
Peak Boyzone, yes.
Peak Boyzone.
No, very short peak.
Very short peak. Very short peak, but Boyzone.
So Boyzone is a Dinah Bryan of a no.
Oh, shit.
Fuck you.
No, wait. That's not right.
Ange Pesumal is gonna kill you.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry, Ange. So sorry.
Ange Pesumal is gonna kill you.
You know who we haven't mentioned? Fucking take that. I think that was before our time, but I would say that they were in the main event.
Take That is a Bret Hart of boy bands.
Yes.
No,
yes.
Maybe even the Owen Hart.
Take That.
No, Bret Hart.
Take That is the most lucrative boy band of all time. Believe that. Believe that.
Papi, wait. Now that you mentioned that, can we say... No, para mahirap pa tayo.
I don't think One Direction is the Roman Reigns of boy bands. No. I don't think. You know who I think is the One Direction, the Roman Reigns of boy bands?
No,
5 Seconds of Summer.
They're not that huge.
No, but they are getting huge, and that's what we said about Roman Reigns last year. Yes, they are.
The thing is, after everything that's happened at WrestleMania, Roman Reigns.
I would say
Roman Reigns, One Direction. That makes more sense than.
All right, if you want One Direction and you want to compare with someone, John Cena.
It's much different.
Wait, sorry. Let's go all the way back to the future.
Rewind.
Talking about the Backstreet Boys, who are, by the way, probably the Triple H of boy bands. Pwede. Triple H of boy bands.
Dude, what would be The Rock or like Stone Cold? Or match the time by heart.
Let me justify my comparison. They were big late 90s, early 2000s. Like Triple H, they try to keep chugging along the mid 2000s.
Okay.
And up till now, malakas pa rin, para sa Triple H. He's still able to put out good matches.
Right.
So, and the Backstreet Boys are still able to put out good stuff.
But
in a world like this, is really good.
But enough about wrestling.
Okay.
Let's get back to the
point. All right.
So we were talking about the tier levels.
Tier levels.
So Boyzone, Westlife, Backstreet Boys, and NSYNC. That's your
God level.
Take that level.
Yeah, if take that as the gods, so they're demigods. These are your demigods.
That's your Mount Rushmore.
Yeah,
that's our standing Mount Rushmore.
Okay.
That's just not.
We'd take that wig all up high.
Yeah, up high in the sky. So who comes after them?
A one.
Blue.
Yeah, blue has to be there.
No, blue was on A1's level. Blue was okay.
For a very short time. Yeah.
98 degrees
is like in between. They were almost at the Backstreet Boys level,
but they weren't exactly
so A1's level. So they're in between.
That's true.
But they do have a Disney song on the Mulan soundtrack.
Dude, Backstreet Boys, man, and then. What makes it different? Princess Diaries.
I did not know that. Damn.
Come on!
I wasn't a Princess Diaries fan.
How are you not a Princess
I'm an
Diaries
Anne Hathaway fan, so I have to know this.
Anne Hathaway fan, no, but I'm human.
Oh my god.
This is the beautiful part. See, one of us knows the shit, the other one doesn't. This is the beauty of it.
I'm aware that Princess Diaries was the Mean Girls of its time.
No!
No, the four Mean Girls was
no,
mean.
No!
No!
Hey, Princess Diaries is a fucking classic in its own right.
I know,
not,
but
not just
I don't
as
love
a novel,
it that much.
Not just as a novel series, but also as the first time you really see Julie Andrews playing the Lola role properly.
That's a good point. Major pop culture point.
That's one of the reasons that was the start of her career revival.
But those are major pop culture icons.
The movie is iconic for that reason.
All right, so let's take
I'm a Sound of Music fanboy.
Let's go back to tears. You said how many degrees being in the in between.
Okay, but
Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder.
Who else is on blue and A1's tier?
Second tier would be A1, 98 degrees, just because they don't belong to Mount Rushmore.
So who is 98 degrees and then?
Blue is there. Blue is there. That got
five.
Five, dude. On Kalera with 98 degrees.
No, not even 98 degrees.
But you know what? Okay, very underrated song.
Five was on the O-Town's level.
No!
Yes! Dude, there are two groups you're forgetting right now. E17 and LFO.
LFO! Wait, the guy died!
Wait, can we count LFO as a boy band?
LFO is a total boy band.
Like Funky Ones.
Yeah!
Isa pa yung walang saysay na kanta.
I know.
Puta yung Summer Girls. When we met that summer, new kids on the block
had a bunch of hits. Chinese food makes me sick. Summer Girls.
Wait, now we have to pull out those lyrics. I need to recite the lyrics.
I like girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitch.
Pull it up. We need to recite these lyrics. It's like their try and their attempt at rap.
Yeah.
But it's just
New Kids on the Block had a bunch of hits. Chinese food makes me sick.
I think it's fly when girls stop by
for the summer.
I like girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitch.
But it gets really nonsensical during the verses.
Even the verses, I remember that
he mentions Scooby Snacks.
He mentions Larry Bird, the great Larry Bird jersey 33.
Yes, Scooby Snacks is in an A.
Girl on TV.
Girl on TV is a really, really good boy band.
Yeah. But back to the argument against Summer Girls.
Here is the first verse to Summer Girls. All right, hip hop marmalade, spick and span. met you one summer and it all began. Ay, pwede pa.
Yeah, pwede pa. That's it's not nonsense.
Also, I feel like Brad Pitt. You're the best girl that I ever did see. The great Larry Bird, Jersey 33.
Dude, I'm a Larry Bird fan.
Yeah, you're a Celtics fan.
And I'm like, what the fuck?
What the fuck this? Anong kinalaman ng makikita ka ng Girl Lou? But tapos, the great Larry Bird 33.
Maybe it's because they're from Boston or something?
Maybe the girl was so good, she's like Larry Bird.
Ah, but she was a legend.
No, but legendarily hot.
It's a stretch, but...
Ito na yung nakainis na parte. When you take a sip, you buzz like a hornet. Billy Shakespeare wrote a whole bunch of sonnets.
What the fuck? The rhyming scheme does not make... Well,
it does make sense. But
it does make sense rhyming-wise, but Billy Shakespeare would be so disappointed.
Yun lang sinulat niya.
Billy Shakespeare's totally rolling his grave.
But we compartmentalized and compressed William Shakespeare's entire literary legacy to wrote a whole bunch of sonnets. Jesus!
The iambic pentameter is I rest not my done case. Justice with this song.
I rest my case.
This is why LFO is like a few tiers below.
Okay, so they're like tier 3. LFO, okay.
But 5 was really underrated.
5 was really underrated. Slam Dunk the Funk?
Oh, Papi!
Yeah!
Even songs like When the Lights Go Out.
I just realized, thank you for mentioning Slam Dunk the Funk. What is up with the boy band's first singles being about basketball? Or in video, being about basketball?
Actually, diba?
Orlando.
What was the first NSYNC song?
Shit.
See, I'm not a true NSYNC fan.
Yeah. No, I know this in video.
I know the video.
I know the video. They were in the basketball court.
Right.
And We Got It Going On was also in the basketball court. And Slam Dunk the Funk is apparently a pop song about basketball.
One Direction's first single, though, was not about basketball and did not feature a basketball music
video.
Obviously.
What was One Direction's first?
No, it's not What Makes You Beautiful, actually.
That was their first hit.
That was their... No, yung breakthrough hit nila yon.
Okay. What was their first single? The one on X Factor?
Yes. From like 2010 or 2011. It's probably like, if it's not One Thing, it's something else.
Di ba One Thing?
No, that was their first mega hit, maybe? Anyway, we digress. Fuck One Direction right now.
Back to the tiers discussion.
Back to the basketball discussion. Of the tier discussion. O-Town!
Oh,
O-Town's one and only proper song.
Dude, no, they had like 4.
All or Nothing. No, they had like 4.
Okay, what was the first song?
Liquid Dreams.
Liquid Dreams. Then All or Nothing. It was not about basketball.
Oh yeah, it was about...
But they were fucking balling. Now this hot girl, she's not your average
girl. She's a Maserati. Yeah, they were beating it, all right.
It was fucking hilarious song. Okay, let's do a close reading.
Liquid Dreams.
Really?
Liquid Dreams.
Really?
Because you did it.
Wait, you did it.
I'm doing it. If you haven't heard this song before, if this is your first exposure to the great, great 90s.
Mid 2000s.
Early 2000s.
Okay. End of the Attitude Era, roundish Liquid Dreams of O-Town. O-Town, by the way, is a band that was put together coming off of a reality show.
Yeah, Making the Band.
It was a disaster from the beginning, but this classic song is such a favorite.
I dream about a girl who's a mix of Destiny's Child. Okay.
They were all
the Forgotten Girl.
Damn it.
I
love Michelle.
That's another episode. Fuck you!
What?
Michelle is not. No, there's a fourth girl.
Oh, see, and
LaToya.
Shit. You asshole.
No, people consider Michelle the Forgotten Girl.
Yeah,
Michelle is the Forgotten Girl.
See, when I say the Forgotten Girl, I refer to both of them.
Well, that was just a lunch, didn't it? Anyway, just a little touch, Madonna's Wild Side. Medyo hot pa si Madonna ng panahon na to.
Yeah.
Yes, this was her career revival.
No, same time. Music came out.
That was music.
Ali
G.
Oh, fuck yeah, Ali G. It's good.
I like.
With Janet Jackson's fight. Oh, hot pala si Janet Jackson ng panahon na to.
Okay.
This was before the nip slip.
Before the nip slip.
Throwing a body like Jennifer.
See, which Jennifer?
Jennifer
Lopez or Love
Hewitt? What else did I have?
Wedding Love Hewitt.
She also had a bunch of hits.
Yeah.
Oh, ito na. You've got the star of my liquid dreams.
What? What qualifies as liquid dreams? Because,
alam na na.
Papi! Para
hindi na kailangan linawin.
Para.
It's as clear as it gets.
Angelina Jolie's lips to kiss in the dark. Oh, mas hot pa rin si Angelina Jolie nun.
Oh.
Tomb Raider yun. Diba?
Pre-Tomb Raider pa.
No, Tomb Raider.
No, that was Tomb Raider. Angelina.
Okay.
Underneath Cindy C's beauty mark.
I've always hated that role. I've always hated that role.
Cindy Crawford's iconic.
Lumang-luma na talaga. When it comes to the test, well, Tyra's the best.
Noon.
No, Tyra's is kind of hot.
Still.
And Salma Hayek brings the rest.
Until now.
Until now.
Actually, mas timeless ang kanta na to kaysa sa mga ibang kanta.
It's actually ahead of its time.
Yeah.
Because now, pop songs are all about fucking explicitly.
Not One Direction, though.
Yeah, not One Direction, pero still. Parang karamihan na narinig sa club, laging may ano. Dati, yeah. Alam mo dati, yung R&B dati, hanggang sexy na pwede na sabihin.
Right. Or no, even mas ano pa sa
limit. Like,
diba, yeah, making love or sleeping.
We can tie this into Blue. Kasi yeah, we're too close.
Right.
So what Blue song are we gonna tie into?
Too close.
Too close.
Sure. They covered Next too close, right?
Yeah.
And in the verse they say, girl, it's almost like we're sexing.
Right. And that was the extent to which they could go.
Oh, ngayon, ano na? Kung puro fuck, puro
dude, shit. Yung kanta ni Afrojack, diba? I'ma fuck that pussy.
Oh.
You can fucking hear that in the hook.
Bruh.
It's as direct as it gets.
Wala nang innocent thing yun.
I guess like before we just end that last topic, it just goes to show that you know the Backstreet Boys hit their peak at a time where you didn't really have to talk about sex to
but
be
well
loved.
But they did come close to acknowledging it at least. With This Is Us, no?
Yeah, 2009.
I know. But it kind of goes to show you. No, that's not the song. The song is PDA.
Yeah. Which they actually release as a single. It's a machine, stretched from my dreams over triple X movie screen. I could care less about being seen. High self esteem with you and me. Ain't that the way it's supposed to be? I say, baby, do you think? Should be so sweet, should have rubbed my teeth. Yeah, but like other than PDA, it's not like they ever mentioned sex in any way.
There wasn't
much love making. It was usually just about girlfriends.
There's a part of that generation to say, which is
funny. It's not
strangely though,
innocent,
there were tones of cheating. The call.
Yeah. The call. Which is my pick of the episode.
Pick of the week.
Pick of the episode. Just because, you know, if we're gonna pick your favorite Backstreet Boy song or favorite boy band song, the call is pretty high. Not yet. No, but I'm Dibs.
Well, fine,
Dibs.
We'll do that later because right now we got to introduce our friend who just walked in into the room
after being stuck
for third world traffic for
3 hours.
Now let's welcome to the podcast Classical Brian Leo.
Thank you very much for having me, gentlemen. By the way, am I the most frequent guest by now?
Possibly. It's possible.
He's a five time.
Five time guest on SGP. Fuck you, JDL.
That's right. No, but Brian Leo is chill right now. He's actually in a better mood because we're actually talking about boy band music. And, Brian Leo is actually a huge fan of the BSB himself.
Oh, I'm a huge fan. I'm such a great fan. I love the BSB. You kidding me, man? I grew up listening to I Want It That Way. I'm telling you, I'm sick of it now. Don't get me wrong.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm just saying, I'm a big fan. And I'll be going to their concert.
Yun!
I will be going to their concert this May. I promise you. You will see me there. Do not say hi to me.
You heard it right here. Exclusively on the SGP podcast.
Classical Brian Leo's got his ticket punched to the SM Mall.
He is. Whether he's sitting with us or not, we don't know yet. Tune in to find out.
We will see.
All right, so now that Brian Leo's here, let's talk about his fandom. Because earlier on, before you got in, we talked about our stories. Like, how we got into it. Well, not really Canvas, because, like,
No, you didn't let me because we started getting into the tiers.
We just really got into that.
Got into that discussion. But
yeah, so let's get into it. Like, we'll
get
your
into
stories.
My stuff after, but you
yeah,
first.
Yeah, where did you start? How did you start listening to them? What was the first song you heard?
Honestly, in case you don't know, I'm actually a 90s kid.
Yun.
I am not as old as people may think I am just because I have a bit of facial hair.
And a happy trail.
And a very sexy happy trail, by the way. I'm actually 22 years old. Believe it or not, I'm one of the youngest members of the roster.
Okay.
Yeah.
but we're not talking about wrestling anymore.
I know. I'm just saying. Okay, I grew up as a 90s kid. And in the 90s, let's face it, that was the era of the boy band. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were coming from everywhere. You had the Backstreet Boys. You had Westlife. You had A1. You had guys like NSYNC. I mean, I wasn't too fond of Boyzone, I will admit. Okay.
Archibald's favorite band is Boyzone. You know that.
Who's
you don't stand a chance with her anymore.
Who?
Ange.
Oh, I don't care about her. Anyways, kidding, Ange, I love you somewhat. But look, I wasn't too fond of Boyzone, but they were alright. But my point is, they were all... Boy bands were everywhere. You know what I mean? Like, they were that generation's Eminem, if you want to call them that. You know what I mean? There's that time when rap music really started getting mainstream.
Okay.
And the thing is, growing up, that was all everyone was listening to. That was all that was playing on the radio. And the first song I was ever introduced to was I Want It That Way.
Okay.
The moment I heard it, I was hooked. I dug it. I dug their dancing. I dug the music videos. I dug the one song that really got me into the boy band thing, though, was really that song where they were all vampires, they're pretending to be ghouls in the music video. Exactly, Backstreet Back.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody, Backstreet Back. That was just...
In parentheses, Backstreet Back.
Wow, I'm getting technical now.
You want to get technical, bro? It's that.
Unang expose sa, ano, sa konsepto ng parenthesis title.
Actually, yeah. I mean, like, yeah, for kids in our generation, it's probably our first exposure to that kind of title. So that was your first video. On your first cassette or CD of the Backstreet Boys.
What was the album with I Want It That Way?
Millennium.
That was the first one.
Same here.
That was really such a great album. I listened to it multiple times in the car going to school, coming back home.
That's right.
It was really great memories growing up to be a 90s kid. I mean, a lot of people might say that there wasn't too much to define us in the 90s, but they were wrong. That was probably arguably the best era of wrestling. It was arguably the best era of music in some cases.
Pop music. Let me ask you something.
Do you ever have fantasies of dancing in an airport?
Yes, every single day.
Every single day, even up to now, I still have fantasies of dancing in an airport.
I don't have fantasies of dancing at the airport, but I have fantasies of dancing with monoblock chairs.
Alright, fine.
Until now, dude, like, I see a monoblock chair in an open hall.
That's something that you have to give credit to the Backstreet. They were so talented. They could do it all. They could sing, they could dance, they could rap. I mean, unlike now,
AJ could rap.
Well, yeah, maybe it wasn't the entire group, but my point is, they were the total package.
They were the total package.
They were so entertaining.
The thing about the Backstreet Boys is, I think you couldn't discount any single one of them. Like, walang member na parang
exactly.
Wala.
We're forgetting it.
You're discounting this
which
member.
Which is very ironic, because, So,
I don't get to tell my story.
Yeah, 30 minutes in. Come
just because,
tell
just
your
because
story.
I'm doing the production
to the four of us, you're the Kevin.
No. You're the Justin. Parang 98 degrees Justin.
Fuck you.
Oh, but that's Kevin may parts pa siya minsan eh.
Yeah.
May leads pa siya, di ba?
Fuck Justin from 98 degrees.
So what, I'm gonna leave and then I'm gonna come back?
Yeah.
I left for one episode.
Two episodes.
No, the other one was, the other one was leave with permission.
Hindi, pero like, if we're doing the Kevin comparison, you're leaving for two episodes.
Oh, God. Well, AJ left for rehab.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah,
he
did drugs.
He never missed an album.
Yeah, he did drugs, dude.
He did drugs.
He was the bad boy.
I had no idea, man. I mean,
he had a whole Oprah segment.
He wore the eyeliner. He had tattoos. He had the goatee.
I thought he was just, you know, that's another reason I liked him. To me, he kind of reminded me of American Badass Undertaker as a young kid person with the goatee and everything.
I don't know why. And the shades.
Especially in the Call music video.
Speaking of the Call, Thomas. Let's hear your story.
My story. My story with the Backstreet Boys is really... I had a really like serious dancing phase, as I think every Filipino child
every male Filipino child did.
Yeah.
I did. I know I did.
You come from a traditional Chinese family. I don't think if you started dancing, they would accept you.
Oh, shit.
As... No, but then I speak from experience.
What's a GV, puppy? Hmm. That's what your nanay.
Actually. No, but going back. I had a very strange dancing phase in like grade one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Grade one prep. Around the time that Backstreet Boys, the first album came out on cassette. So there was this event, this school event, and then they're like, okay, sino yung mga sumasayaw? Kamu, Raffy, gusto mo mga sumayaw? I'm like, sure, of course. Like every Bebo kid does. And like, so what are we gonna be doing? Get down.
Yon.
Wow.
Get down. I said, hand picked song. And I'm like, okay, sure. I got this. So I had it was in the Savior grade school gym. I remember very distinctly.
Old one. Yeah.
Savior grade school gym, and then the teachers. Mrs. Gotinga.
Yeah, I remember.
Mrs. Gotinga. Particularly, she was there. I just remember her being there. She told me distinctly, how often do you change your choreo for this? I'd say maybe every 2 sessions. I don't like it. I go with it. Why do you do that? Because the song's so fucking good.
Paraphrasing,
of course. Because, no, I was cursing.
Okay.
Wow.
At that age.
Puta, hindi wow.
Third verse manners, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah.
We're going back to the story. So, that's the story. That's the end of the story. But, continuing my fandom for the Backstreet Boys, it got so bad that one Christmas, my cousin, Risa Resho, and if you're listening from Chicago, I love you. I miss you. Come home for Christmas.
Ain't that sweet?
She got me Black and Blue.
Yun.
She got me Black and Blue, and it was one of my first CDs.
That's an awesome album.
Very underrated. And then she.
Yeah, it kind of is.
It is. Wow. It is. It's like the number third best album on the discography.
Okay.
But there, she gave me Black and Blue, and she told me, you know what? I know you don't really get pop music yet, but then you'll like this. And I was like. Risa, I fucking love the Backstreet Boys. It's like, I know, you know, you sort of like NSYNC. No, it's the Backstreet Boys. Oh, okay, so I got it right. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. And, you know, if, I know I have a lot of friends in the music industry right now. If you're ashamed to say that you're a Backstreet Boys fan, that you own Black and Blue, you didn't own Black and Blue, or even Backstreet's Back. Kahit millennium man lang. Fuck you. You are in denial.
Be true to yourself.
That's a 98 degree song.
Yes. No, it's not.
It's Be True to Your Heart.
I stand corrected.
Oh. I remember that. That wasn't Mulan, was it?
Yeah.
Like at the end.
Yeah.
With Stevie Wonder. How did 4 white guys and a black guy find their way to China?
Oh, it sounds like an Eddie Murphy movie.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry, gonna.
Yeah, I'm going.
Wait.
Kevin's had his moment.
Oh. May lead singer ka na. May lead
lead singer
na.
Of the band.
Was there a lead singer in that group?
No, they were
standout members.
The good thing about the Backstreet Boys is everyone had a role to play.
Yeah, that's what I knew. Yeah. Which, surprisingly, One Direction is emulating.
Oh, please.
Attempting to emulate.
Well, ngayon medyo hindi na kaya with the departure of Zayn. But diba, at peak One Direction, pretty much was in peak the style of in the style of the Backstreet Boys. Diba?
I'm sorry, but they don't compare.
Of course they don't compare.
But like Backstreet Boys had that mold. Because they had those roles, defined roles for all 5 members that the other boy bands couldn't match.
NSYNC didn't have it. Westlife didn't have it. Blue had it.
Blue was very underrated.
Yeah. Blue is just the English version.
Blue is the R&B version.
Right.
They were so
the thing
underrated.
About the R&B and English version.
The thing about Blue was they peaked in, at such a short time and then they just tapered off.
Okay,
people forgot about them and they couldn't get that longevity that the Backstreet Boys enjoy. Except, you take a look at the roles. So you have Nick Carter, who's the pretty boy. Sobrang taas, slightly nasal yung boses niya. And people love him because he's the blonde pretty boy.
Oh.
And then there's the bad boy in AJ with the tattoos, the shades, the drugs, and all that shit.
Like
he's just misunderstood.
The guy was my favorite. I had no idea he was on drugs.
You had Brian, who was like the boy next door.
Oh.
The Christian guy. Like the guy you would take home to your mom.
Chinese Teddy Comante.
Yes.
I was always Brian.
So you're a Brian guy.
Yeah, I was a Brian guy.
a Brian Littrell guy.
And he's a Brian Leo guy.
Mm.
Yes.
You had Kevin, who's like the mature guy, right? With the mustache, major off-kilter.
Because he is the oldest member of the group.
That's right. Really? He was the first one to turn 40, the first one to get married, the first one to have a kid. So
Kevin was their heavy hitter because he came in to provide the bass. Parang lahat ng voiceover na malalim ang boses, yung pa-sexy.
Just like in I'll Be the, I'll Never Break Your Heart.
Oh.
I love that song.
Diba?
Oh God.
That yung adib simula. And then there was Howie D, who was very smooth, yung falsetto
style. Smooth.
I remember when I watched him at the NKOTBSB tour, and he was just like, they were about like 30, 40?
Late 30s, early 40s.
And I was just like, Papi, for you to have that kind of range at your age, having done the amount of work that you have, damn son.
Compare it to Chris Kirkpatrick, who does the high notes.
Who got his ass kicked.
Yeah, and getting his ass kicked.
Along with those Limp Bizkit bastards.
Doesn't that beat them up?
No,
it's an Eminem song.
Anyway, compare it to Chris Kirkpatrick, who does the high notes for NSYNC. Medyo nakakainis yung pagka-falsetto ni Chris.
Or how about Joey Fat One?
Joey, what did he even...
Why are we dissing NSYNC?
Because we're proving a point that NSYNC didn't have those rules clear and defined, like the BSB.
There was a clear-cut lead singer for NSYNC, and that was JT.
Timberlake. Yeah.
JT was the lead singer.
Nah, see, JC nung una. JT only came in after the second album.
JT? Really?
JC was the first lead singer.
I'm picking up JD on the earphones.
JC Chazé was the first lead singer of NSYNC. Then Justin Timberlake just started shining after the second album.
But it was solid to JC.
Vocally speaking, JC Chazé was like head and shoulders above Justin Timberlake during their NSYNC, right?
I preferred a JC vocal over a JT vocal.
Yeah, so
did
I.
But we digress. This is not the NSYNC episode.
It's a Backstreet Boys episode.
I don't think we even have enough material to do an NSYNC episode.
I don't think we need to.
They broke up too soon, don't you think?
But God tier pa nasa. And then God tier.
Then we got tier. No.
Demigod tier.
They're on the same tier. They're on
Peak
Mount NSYNC. Rushmore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mount Rushmore.
Peak NSYNC. Speaking of singing, I don't know if you guys are the same way, but I got into singing because of the Backstreet Boys.
Mm.
Like, I have some decent chops.
I will admit, I have decent chops. As the music consultant for many people.
A consultant.
We're breaking this gimmick out right now.
Anyway.
As the music consultant for a lot of people, I know that, you know, Ro, you're not bad, but at the same time, material-wise, your choice of material, not your age.
Oh, fine, whatever. But I got into singing because of the Backstreet Boys. Because I always thought of them that way. I always thought of them in such a way that they sang so well that they got the girls.
Yeah.
I never thought of it as guapo sila.
Yeah, because I was a boy.
I was a boy, and I always thought it was the singing that drew all the girls, all the girls. So
brought all the girls to the yard.
Oh. so I thought if I sang really good, if I sang really well, I would get the girl loose.
Even with your face.
Now you're one to talk, but still, I wasn't. You know, I wasn't that confident enough to sing out loud in public, but. All the girls I've been with did like my singing.
Wow.
So
that's how you beat yourself.
So the ex-girlfriends love your singing and the current.
Oh. For sure.
Wait, before we continue masturbating on air, let's go back to the music of the Backstreet Boys. I want to talk about album cuts now. Any hardcore fandom really has to dig deep into the stuff that not even mainstream fans they don't know shit about.
So how are we doing this?
Let's round table
one by one.
Album
cuts. Anything that's not a single.
Yeah, so basically songs from the albums that weren't
casual fans don't know these songs. It takes a dedicated listener to know what these songs are. Because they're deep in the album. That's why they're called deep album cuts.
Right. So to start it off, let's get the ball rolling with an album cut I know Brian Leo over here loves very much. This is from Never Gone from 2005.
That's my favorite album.
Let's talk about Poster Girl.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. That is one of my favorite songs of all time. Is this such a great song? I mean, I don't know why that did not become a single.
it's a very... The album itself isn't all that, but...
No, it's, it is all that.
No,
it is all
compared
that.
To, but compared
oh, Tempre.
To... Compared to...
Tempre.
Well, okay, let's be
the
honest.
The album
yeah.
in isolation, yes, but that song...
That song alone is just... I mean, I listen to it when I go jogging. I listen to it when I lift weights. I listen to it as I'm warming up before a match. It's such a great song.
It's one of those feel-good
yeah, I mean,
songs.
You know,
you know, you get to see all of their chops in that track.
Exactly.
You know what it is about that song?
What?
It's the exact... It's a kind of example na... Parang it's the kind of song that is pretty much what a boy band sounds like when they mature.
Yes.
Yes.
It's,
yes.
The, old, it's the old boy band sound, pero mas mature.
Right, so they don't sound like they're in their 20s anymore.
Mm.
And you could see it.
Up-tempo pa rin siya, pero mature.
It's one of those songs that you very rarely get because boy bands don't last this long.
Oh, oh.
And that's why it's such a special song.
Westlife tries to do this, pero it's...
Westlife's new material is just
yeah,
not...
No.
Don't they just do, you know...
They did
renditions
covers.
And covers nowadays.
Westlife is a cover band, pretty much. But Westlife tried to be more mature, they ended up just sounding like sad old versions of themselves.
That's the
which
thing.
They are.
Which they are. And now, so that made them go more toward the slow,
easy listening tracks,
yeah,
basically.
Easy,
for adults, for the adult contemporary market.
Yung mga 105.1 market.
Crossover, yes,
crossover.
Exactly. But what made songs like Poster Girl stand out was the fact that they were able to retain their sound and show their growth as artists.
Sayang yun. I really love the Never Gone sound.
So do I. I mean, to me, that's a very underrated album. I listen to it consistently. Mm. I mean, I love that song, Crawling Back to You. I listen to
oh,
it very
that's
often.
Epic
that's
one.
A really
is that his album cut?
Is that your album cut?
Is that your album cut or are you taking Poster Girl?
Ooh, it's a tough one.
No,
I just brought it out. I just brought it out
oh,
so
you
I
just
save the discussion.
Out. But, okay, so Stan, what would be your ultimate album cut?
Ultimate album cut, I have to go back to Black and Blue. Or, Black and Blue. Get Another Boyfriend.
Oh!
That was a very good one, too.
Get Another Boyfriend, wow. Let's talk about one, baby. You gotta hear me out.
If you really would not be the last to know what it's all about. The thing about Get Another Boyfriend was it was edgy and pop at the same time. And, like, I don't know why, but I felt like there was this balance that they tried to create in that song. It's parang nag-aangas sila but at the same time pakit pa rin sila na
bata pa sila nun eh.
Yeah. So, it's something that's always marked in me and like I always associate it with a swimming trip. Because I was on a swimming trip with my classmates and Charlie and Barney. What's up, Charlie and Barney? We were going swimming and we had Black and Blue on repeat, particularly Get Another Boyfriend. And
but
we had no idea why. So it's songs like that na associate mo with particular memories that you just take with you. Now, nobody knows what that song is, but at the same time, it means so much to you.
Okay, my ultimate album cut.
Ultimate na matag-usapan natin ngayon.
Well, you know, for you, before The Call came out as a single.
Yeah.
Mm.
I was just like, this is like their most underrated song. It's like the best fucking song they've ever made. Oh. And then it comes out as a single with a really great video. And then I'm like, okay, so I can't use it as an album cut for this episode.
Yeah.
But I have to take it all the way back to 10,000 Promises.
Oh, shit. That's a really good one.
10,000 Promises. I mean...
But no, wait. That was a single.
No, it wasn't.
There was a video.
There was a video.
I remember on MTV.
Fuck,
it was a live video.
Fact check.
I swear to God. I swear to God.
Yes.
It wasn't like a straight up music video. It was just like
but there was something.
Yeah, it was released as a single MTV Asia. Ano panahon natin?
Mamaya, it's just a live performance.
Yeah, still, it was a single.
No, it doesn't become a single just because it's...
Yeah, but it was still on music.
No, it wasn't released as a single.
But it was still on music television.
It was a single?
It was not released as a single.
Fair.
But did it become,
for as long as it's not released as a single,
it's
an
album cut.
But I saw it on MTV.
Maybe you saw a performance.
It got airplay. It was a video of a live performance. It got airplay.
That doesn't make
that doesn't
it a
count.
Single.
The
that
same way
true,
Brown
yeah.
Eyes doesn't count as a Destiny's Child single.
It's a single.
It doesn't count. No.
No,
it's not. It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be. They shouldn't have a proper music video.
So there, I stand correct.
Okay. No, I do really remember seeing it as
Wait, so that's how a single's done? If it's a single,
if it's a single,
a music video?
Usually,
not necessarily.
A single is released as a standalone disc with a B-side, which is like another song or
nakabit
a remix.
Sa single na yun.
Yeah, okay. And it's like, so you have like one CD, three songs.
Mm, yeah.
That's about
okay,
it.
Okay, okay.
And it goes
okay.
for like $2.99, $3.99 in the US.
Yeah. Oh. It just isn't the thing here because we do full album releases.
Plus, kuripot tayo mga Pinoy.
Yeah, that's true.
Fuck, I don't know what to say for the
so
ultimate album.
You,
but I don't
no, we can like, verify it. Not, so yeah, try it, and then we'll verify it. We'll fact check.
No, I know what's an album cut and what's not. I just can't think of the ultimate one right now.
So, what song means the most to you?
Yeah.
That wasn't the single. That's basically it.
Alam mo, sige. That's Humor and a Never Gone Again.
Yeah.
Yes.
Siberia.
Ooh.
Siberia.
Good choice, good choice.
Yeah. It's a really solid song.
No, very solid. No doubt.
I don't know if it's the ultimate album cut for me, yeah, but it's a really solid song.
I completely forgot about Siberia. Yeah.
You know what's nice about the Never Gone album is, you know, just to tie things up, it's a lot of it was written by Kevin because he was going through a rough patch in his life. It was, I think, shortly after the death of his dad.
Mm. Yeah.
So that's why Incomplete was written that way. And among other things, but you know, I think just to again, you know, lead into to shift gears. What's beautiful about album cuts is when you go to a concert, you don't really expect them to play a particular album cut.
Oh my!
And if and when they do,
yeah,
you fucking mark out.
Oh,
oh my god! Right?
And you look at all the other casual fans and you judge them.
Yeah, it's true.
And that's the best part about going to a concert when
speaking
you know you're
of,
a hardcore fan.
Now that you brought that up, we're going to the Inner World Like This concert on May 5.
I
cannot wait.
What album cuts do you malamang siguro from In a World Like This Day?
Yeah.
Yung album
most
cuts.
Most likely, yes.
For those for any of you who've listened to the album, which ones are you expecting them to sing?
Honestly, In a World Like This, ang tumatak na talaga sa akin was the Carrier single.
Right.
Because that's a single
sure,
we actually
yeah.
got to play on the air. And
yeah.
like so I really have no expectations. I would rather that they go back to like older songs.
Okay, so
but that was the NKOTBSB tour. That was like really designed for nostalgia factor.
I know, and it sucks that I wasn't able to go there.
Oh, you shit!
I wasn't able to go there as well.
You shit!
I thought this is their first trip here.
No. You shit! This was like, so I was the only
four,
one who was there.
Five,
wow!
I shout out OK Money for.
Okay.
For the,
I didn't have okay
for
money
New
back
Kids
then.
On the Block, but Backstreet Boys, I was like, okay, fuck, 7K, I'm doing it.
There is no okay money for these concerts, man. They're pricey.
Yeah, so
they are pricey.
Which album cuts would you want them to sing in the concert, if ever? Right, I know since open and then
I would rather them go back to like the Never Gone. I think.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yes,
I want them to go back to Never Gone.
Never Gone. You know, the Never Gone songs, because when they do it live, when they do it live, it's really smooth.
But
it's
really
good
live
band.
Songs.
Like,
yeah.
Just Want You to Know.
Oh.
That's
just
something
Want You to Know.
Band.
But yes.
Cut in. I mean, we do it.
No, it was released as a single. So it
Seriously?
Doesn't count. Yeah.
It, fact check it. No, there
I
is
am.
A video.
I am right now.
It was a single. If they, why would they
yeah,
a music video if it wasn't a single?
Yeah, my bad.
Wait, question. Was Crawling Back to You a single?
It was released
as
a single.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, I stick to Poster.
And apparently, so is I Still. I remember.
Oh, yeah,
I still
was
it. Yung sumisipa sila.
Yes.
Medyo na
tabi.
Yeah, that one.
Shaky camera effects.
So let's shift gears now and just talk about like random trivia, because I don't know if you guys know this, but the Backstreet Boys actually recorded a demo version of Happily Never After back in 07. So medyo kasabay ito nung Unbreakable album that they released.
Right.
And this was supposedly a song that was for the BSB. So they recorded that. You can we're going to play a bit of it right now. And if you find that song familiar, it's because it was actually released as a Nicole Scherzinger single.
Oh,
so it became
which
her
I don't
song.
On her solo album?
On her solo album, the very first one right after she left PCB.
What song is this?
Happily Never After.
Oh shit, I know that song.
Yeah.
I know that song.
So imagine the Backstreet Boys, sans Kevin, singing that song.
So I don't know this song.
Yeah.
It's not a bad song. It's just
medyo, ano siya, slow jam R&B type.
Yeah.
It's
like something you
can
fuck to.
No.
Yes.
Why?
Nicole Scherzinger.
Well, you could do a lot of things to Nicole Scherzinger, but I don't know if you could fuck to her music necessarily.
On air fist bump.
Yes.
So there. That's my.
There is no way to correctly transition after that.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, there is no way to like bounce back from that. But we want to hear about you. Like, what are your stories from, you know, from your Backstreet Boys fandom? Are there any songs that you also want us to dig up? You know, have us listen to? You can actually tweet us. Let us know which songs they are.
By the way,
we'll still use our podcast.
That they are the greatest boy band of all time.
Yes,
are
we
have to say that.
Yes. Yeah.
Take that everyone. Can make an argument against
take,
that.
Take that.
Take that.
Oh,
message.
No. Take that. Really?
Message.
Take that, yeah.
Take that is the most
best-selling
album.
Pound for pound. Here's the thing. Pound for pound. Exactly what I was going to say. Pound for pound. Pound for pound. If you take the group as a whole, not the individual members, because if you do individual members, then NSYNC, just because of Justin.
Right.
Yeah. But Destiny's Child also.
Beyoncé.
Beyoncé.
And Kelly.
But as a group, as a singular group that has retained as many members as they have.
Yeah.
All of them.
No, all of them now. But, you know, only two have really in and out. Mm. Backstreet Boys. 20-year career.
Mm.
Stands, like, on a level that Bruno Sammartino can only dream of. Just to make the wrestling reference.
An argument could be made. Like, I don't see why not. Yung thing lang with Take That is they always have the records to go back to.
Yes.
And Take That kasi, they've been together since, what, the 80s?
Yes.
And they're still together right now, but...
No, they're not.
They are.
Even Robbie?
Inactive. Yeah, with Robbie.
What? He came back.
They've had that hiatus. They've had that inactivity, which counts against Take That.
And a long... It was, I mean, Robbie Williams did his own thing for a long time.
And Robbie was a successful solo artist.
I think we know him better as a solo artist.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Just because. But that's the thing. He is, their career prior to his, you know, stardom.
Yeah.
Super stardom even. Mega stardom in the UK. Is not rivaled by their current success. That's the thing.
Oh, yeah. So I guess that being said, pwede. Like, I would accept it pag sinabi sa akin na, you know, the Backstreet Boys are like, pound for pound, the greatest boy band
of all time.
With the total package and everything, right? The dancing, the singing.
The instrumentation.
The instrumentation, yeah.
And then it's like, their later stuff, you can really tell that the most of that is self-produced at that rate.
No, they're still working with Max Martin, actually.
Yeah.
So Max Martin, yung, the producer who basically launched them into superstardom, who still works with, you know, pop stars like Ariana Grande,
who is coming to the country also.
Yes,
I'm a fan.
That's true.
Just so you guys know, I am a fan.
Actually, Max Martin worked with a lot of these boy bands.
That's why they all sound the same.
Yeah, Westlife and NSYNC, he produced a lot of their earlier stuff as well.
No, Simon Cowell was Westlife.
No, Max Martin.
Simon Cowell did Westlife?
Yeah, exactly.
Quick trivia. As Long As You Love Me, If I Let You Go, this one song by NSYNC, I'm not sure if it was Here We Go or... Tearing Up My Heart.
Oh my God.
That's my favorite.
Yes.
As Long As You Love Me, If I Let You Go, and Tearing Up My Heart, all three songs were recorded in the same studio in Stockholm, Sweden by Max Martin. And all three singles were the second singles of their respective boy bands.
That is awesome.
That is a coincidence?
Yeah.
No, that's just a fact.
That is wild.
Hashtag fact.
Hashtag fact.
That is awesome.
Speaking of, we can do a mashup of Tearing Up My Heart and Everybody.
Oh my God, that is like...
Oh, wow. Yeah, is there a mashup?
There should be.
Speaking of Everybody, Backstreet's back. Let's just pay tribute to our history in wrestling and mention Three Count. Remember that gimmick?
Oh my God.
Shannon Moore and Shane Helms.
Wow.
So they were the boy band in wrestling, and their entrance single, that was basically the loop of Everybody, Backstreet's Back, so with a different set of lyrics.
You know what? If I ever graduate from boot camp, I would totally do a boy band gimmick.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
You want to do this?
Yeah.
Really?
Why not?
Do this.
But the problem is, we're not guapo enough, eh?
Neither were they.
No, but that was when they were like 16.
Speak for yourself, man.
Yeah, shit. No, I mean, we're not Peter Versosa right here.
We're serviceable, I think.
I mean, like...
Isang mo na si Peter.
Wait, boys. We're forgetting. We are looking to the future.
Right.
Yes.
We're moving in a new direction. So
we're looking towards the future.
In line with this new direction, let's have a quick lightning round.
Wait, do we only have one direction?
Oh, God.
Too soon.
Thank you for taking that. To another level. To another level.
Looks like
Yay!
Lightning round.
There's a Backstreet Boys pun for that.
Yeah. Alright, so let's do a quick lightning round right now. What is your favorite Backstreet Boys song of all time? I'll start off. Mine is As Long As You Love Me. Hands down, the ultimate Backstreet Boys song.
Mine is The Call. You cannot go wrong with a song about infidelity and an old school polyphonic ringtone to open it.
With Spanish guitar, man. And castanets.
Spanish guitar, castanets, and an old school polyphonic
cell. It might be their most underrated single ever.
I think, you know...
The Call?
Yeah.
The Call. More underrated than More Than That?
Yes. No, more than that is not underrated.
Where I came from, that was everywhere.
The Call is underrated as fuck.
Yeah. Legit. Parang, oh shit.
That's like a top five song.
But when you heard The Call, it's like, it was kind of like, oh shit. No, listening to the Backstreet Boys, it's kind of cool.
And not just that, it's... It's one of my favorite narrative songs.
Well, exactly.
As a narrative, you still remember the story. You remember the opening, the closing.
Badass music video.
Just a quick aside.
On narratives and lyrics. My dad, when I was growing up, would always tell me, "Yung mga pop music, yung mga walang kwenta. Wala namang kwento yung mga songs niyo. Ganyan. Tinan mo dati yung mga kwenta, yung mga kanta, ganyan. Ngayon puro Barbie girl." And I'm like, "Dad, listen to The Call."
You're a Barbie girl in a Barbie world.
Yeah, that's legit.
That's a great song.
That's sci-fi, man.
I love that song.
It's fantastic.
So Aqua is sci-fi?
Yes. Cartoon heroes, man.
It was only later in life that I realized that Barbie Girl was about capitalism and sci-fi.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it really about
capitalism? Oh my god, is this about capitalism?
There was a narrative about Ken asking Barbie for a party.
Yeah.
That's a story.
Okay.
Sorry, we digress.
Fuck is Dr. Jones.
I remember that too.
Wake up now.
Wake up.
Oh my childhood.
We have digressed too much in this episode.
Speaking of the narrative to The Call, there is a plot hole.
What?
There is a plot hole in the chorus.
Where? Okay.
I do not understand how having a low battery on your phone will make your line choppy.
Diba? Oh, man.
Hindi naman nakaka-choppy.
Hindi, pero kailangan niya na ibaba. Kailangan niya na ibaba. Hindi. Kasi low bat na.
Hindi. Ang sabi niya kasi, ano, diba?
My battery is low. Gotta go. Going to a place nearby.
It's established in the opening narrative na I can't hear you.
Yeah.
Kunyari, I can't hear you.
You're in the club. That's the idea.
AJ specifically says, "I can't hear you. My battery must be low."
My battery is going. I think it looked like it was dead at that
pull
point.
Up the
right?
Pull up the
maybe at the time that's how it went.
We had cell phones at that time.
It was a 3310 generation series of phones. Maybe even polyphonics.
Hello? Hi, it's me. What's up, baby? I'm sorry. Listen, I'm going to be late tonight, so don't stay up and wait for me, okay? Where are you? Wait, say that again. Copy your name.
My battery must be low.
Okay.
Logically flawed.
But it's a great
song. I'll take it.
Yeah, it's a great song. I love it.
You, what's your favorite Backstreet
Boy cut? Tina's favorite Backstreet Boy cut is really As Long As You Love Me.
Okay.
No need to explain. I want
to
explain it.
Okay, you can.
It's really the perfect boy band song. It's not upbeat na nakainis.
Yeah.
But it's also not too sappy.
Plus, it made monoblock chairs look strong.
Bro. it's the right tempo. But if I can't have As Long As You Love Me because Stan picked it.
No, it's fine. You can take it. We can share it. It's
all I have to give then.
Ah,
I love that song.
Great song,
right?
I don't think we've actually played it now. But my love is all
I have to give. All right, classical Brian Leo. Let's go with you.
This is a tough one, but I'm going to have to go with my heart and say Crawling Back to You. That's
okay.
My personal favorite.
Fair enough.
Underrated album. It just reminded me of Good Times.
Good Times
of the band. Yeah, Good Times of the band.
And, like, not everyone would actually take a single from the later years.
Oh, yeah.
So you gotta, you know, props, respect, major points for that.
If in a world like this came out, you know, much earlier in their career, I would, like, be picking something from there as well.
Okay, like, if it came out after Black and Blue.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, true. Right then and there.
If Drowning wasn't the song after Black and Blue.
Ouch.
You know, Drowning wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Drowning wasn't bad, but Drowning just felt off.
Because, like, the opening felt like, sounded like All or Nothing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how to spell this by.
But I love All or Nothing.
Alright, this is going to sound a bit sacrilegious, but is there any Backstreet Boys song you guys hate?
Well,
as in, Dati Meron.
It's one of the tracks, one of the last tracks on Backstreet Boys, the first album. I can't remember. I think it's like track 15. It's like a... Dude, pulling it up.
I used to hate the later party tracks to Backstreet's Back, but I grew to appreciate them a bit.
No, I mean, to me, I always preferred the sentimental songs over most of the party music.
Right.
But so I don't know.
Like, if there's any song I actually didn't like, I think it's from the This Is Us album.
What?
Bye Bye Love.
What?
Oh, yeah.
What?
No, I like it very much.
Really? I love Bye Bye Love.
Parang,
Bye Bye Love.
What? It's my jam.
That or PDA, one of the
PDA, and I can understand.
I don't remember
like
PDA actually. How did that go?
Well, it had this little It had this little like club party, which for me was a bit trying hard because given their age and given their history, na parang wait, may lang kayo papasok ng club.
You know what? That's what Blue does now. It's really bad.
Blue, they're still on.
Yeah, they got back together and put out a new album
years ago.
It was pretty much the feel of PDA.
Can I just say there was a time when Blue really was awesome?
It was.
Yes. Yeah,
Blue
really
was.
Awesome.
Yeah, they
were
right.
Oh God, no wait! I found the song. Boys Will Be Boys.
Oh, okay,
I
remember
really
that.
Didn't like that one. Just for some reason, it's like every time it came up on the cassette.
Skip.
Cassette, pa, diba?
Fast forward.
Fast forward.
Skip. Fast forward then.
Just so that you could get to everything else.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're good.
No songs you hated, Brian Leo?
There are songs I prefer to listen more than others. Once again, I was more into the sentimental ones over the hip hop party ones or whatever. But
the ones where they tried to rap.
Yeah,
hey, AJ was a decent
rapper.
AJ could rap.
AJ could rap,
like I said. But let's face it, they're a boy band. You know, I mean, let them stick to what they know. Otherwise, anything specifically, I mean, I don't know. I don't remember too much about it, honestly.
So if you have any memories you want to share with us about the Backstreet Boys and their music, if you disagree with our boy band rankings of all time, you can always let us know. We're still using the same Twitter for @TheSGPPodcast. Individually, it's @_Stancy.
@CavemanCamus.
@RoseWar.
Brian Leo.
I don't have a Twitter, man.
Right.
You can find me on Facebook, Classical Brian Leo @Facebook.com.
All right, you can also like our page @Facebook.com/TheSGPPodcast. And stay tuned because next week, well, we'll be talking about another big name in pop culture. We'll be talking about... Nah, I'm just fucking...
We're talking about
time.
How long has this been?
We're close to an hour of just talking about the Backstreet Boys. If you've made it this far...
Without cutting us off,
thank you.
And happy April Fools!
Yeah. Fuck you, we just finished WrestleMania. You think we're going to stop talking about wrestling?
1 year. We've gone 1 year talking about this, and we have so much more to go. Lots more material to get through. More people to meet, and more of the Pinoy wrestling community to get together. So thank you so much for having spent an awesome year with us. We look forward to another better year with you, and more adventures on the podcast.
But to be totally fair with all of you, everything that was said in this podcast was legit.
Yeah.
Legit yung fandom namin.
You think that we don't know our shit?
You think we can talk about this for an hour without knowing our shit? But and legit, we will also be at the concert. Each one of us here at this table
has
including myself.
Yeah, so we're going to be there. We're going to post selfies and photos and all that shit. And we will post the photos of our tickets to prove it. But yeah, we got to thank you for being there. Not just at the viewing party, but you know, just being with us through the journey. It's been a whole lot of fun. And we can't wait to get to more of that with you. All right, so with that, of course, we're excited to get to talk about more wrestling with you.
And a huge thank you if you are big enough fans of us that you've made it all the way to this point.
You deserve major points. We wish we had prizes to give away, but we don't. So just tweet us your names. And when we get prizes,
we will give them to you.
if and when that happens.
If ever.
And with that, the anniversary episode of the podcast comes to an end. Thank you so much, by the way, to Classical Brian.
Thank you so much
Leo.
For having me. It actually was an honor. It was a lot of fun. Always has been.
And you'll catch him at Revolution X Live, May 23 at the Makati Cinema Square.
Don't
We're out of here. Peace out.
Peace. Bye-bye.